Good morning. So our scripture last morning is Malachi, the third chapter. And I'll tell you a little bit first. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and it marks the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of 400 years of silence between the Old and the New Testaments. So the people of Israel, having learned very little from their captivity, these people soon lapsed back into many of the same sins that resulted in their exile in the first place. Their covetousness, their idolatry, their mixed marriages with pagan people, their abuse of the poor, their callous hearts. This chapter 3 that I'll be reading concludes with a dramatic prophecy of the coming of our Lord and of John the Baptist. I will send you my messenger, and he will prepare the way for me. Not much is really known about Malachi, not even his father's name. But a Jewish tradition says that he was a member of the great synagogue. And it's likely that this chapter that proclaims this message was written between 432 B.C. and 425 B.C. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you will delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purify silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphans, against those who thrust aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O children of Jacob, have not perished. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will anyone rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how are we robbing you? In your tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there will be food in my house, and thus put me to the test says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down on you an overflowing blessing. I will rebuke the locust for you so that it will not destroy the produce of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not be barren, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will count you happy, and you will be in a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. You have spoken harsh words against me, said the Lord. Yet you say, how have you spoken against me? How have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What do we profit by keeping his command or by going about as mourners before the Lord of hosts? Now we count the arrogant happy. Evildoers not only prosper, but when they put God to the test, they escape. Then those who revere the Lord spoke to one another. The Lord took note and listened, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who revered the Lord and thought on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my special possession on the day when I act, and I will spare with them as parents spare their children who serve them. Then, once more, you shall see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and the one who does not serve him.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word and keep it on your heart.